Former ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch says President Trump's tweets about her during her testimony in the impeachment hearings are very intimidating to her and other witnesses. Trump tweeted about Yovanovitch as she was answering questions from lawmakers, noting that she'd once served in Somalia and adding, "How did that go?" He tweeted, "Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad." For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Joe Moreno. He's a former federal prosecutor who's now in private practice in Washington, D.C. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Now, Nancy Pelosi right away said, hey, witness intimidation is a crime. Is what the president did this morning considered a crime?
Hey, Rebecca, great to be with you. So in an ordinary situation, certainly intimidation of a witness could certainly be a crime. We're not in ordinary times or in an ordinary situation here when you have the president of the United States who is tweeting about a current existing State Department employee. She's not an ambassador anymore, but she's still on the State Department payroll. So, you know, it's not going to be that President Trump will be charged with a crime for witness intimidation. However, it certainly looks really bad. We've seen these kinds of statements from him in other contexts, most specifically with Robert Mueller, who was being attacked during the Russia probe, often by the president. So it's poor form, and it's going to go to the overall, I think, perspective of the American public as to how they see this playing out, both on the merits as well as how both sides are conducting themselves.
I mean, Congressman Eric Swalwell even suggested that, you know, this too, the president's tweets this morning, could be used as part of building the case against the president for what he's done. But do you think that was just drama?
Well, I mean, you know, keep in mind, I mean, they can impeach him for just about anything, right? It doesn't have to be a crime per the federal criminal code. It can be any kind of misconduct, misbehavior, any kind of abuse of office, which we hear all the time, but it itself is not really a crime. It's a concept. So the fact is Congress can pile on as many articles of impeachment as they want to, including things that are happening in real time right now, like tweets. At the end of the day, though, I think you're not going to want that kind of overreach. You're going to want two or three concrete, understandable criminal or quasi-criminal offenses that Congress can say, look, we feel the president has done something wrong because of A, B, and C, and this is why he should be impeached for it. I think that's what they're going for.
If he were your client, would you let him tweet something like that?
Rebecca, one of the most difficult things that a lawyer can face is a client that doesn't always take your advice. And the president certainly seems like he would be a heck of a handful as a client. I think shutting down his communications is probably a lost cause. However, in most circumstances, you would not want your client kind of shooting from the hip like that. You would have very controlled communications to the media, or better yet, none at all.
Now, the president's friend, Roger Stone, was just convicted on 7 counts this morning. One of the convictions was for witness tampering?
Right. That's correct. I mean, you know, Roger Stone effectively has been convicted of lying and, you know, and intimidating or, you know, causing other witnesses to be untruthful, witness tampering. So, you know, different issues, right? It's not spot on here in what we're dealing with as far as impeachment, but it certainly does add to the narrative that this president has for the longest time chosen to surround himself with people that have gotten themselves into trouble. And in the Roger Stone case, remember, this harkens back to what Robert Mueller was looking at in terms of the contacts between the Trump 2016 campaign and WikiLeaks, and whether or not there was a coordinated campaign to release emails, and whether or not Russia was behind the hack of those emails. So it doesn't directly relate to the impeachment saga that's going on right now, but it certainly does add a nasty element to the overall narrative of this president.
Appreciate your time, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor in private practice now in Washington, D.C.